عن ابن عمر رضي الله تعالى عنهما قال كنا إذا بايعنا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم على السمع والطاعة يقول لنا فيما استطعتم متفق عليه. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Umar radiyallahu anhu narrates, when we used to pledge allegiance, take bayt to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on listening and obeying, he will say to us, in those matters which you are able to do so, Bukhari Muslim. Ibn Umar radiyallahu anhu narrates, when we used to pledge allegiance to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on listening and obeying, he will say to us, in those matters which you are able to do so, Bukhari Muslim. And which you're capable of doing, you must do. Sometimes a human is not capable of doing something, so that's forgiven. The debate that the Sahabas took on Rasulullah's hands was so strong that they would do exactly what they took bayt upon. So Rasulullah was shafqa rahmah, and at all times he thought of the progress of companions, progress of the ummah, progress of mankind at large. Every time he was worried, and it was made easy. So upon this, salat, mustatatum, you're capable of. Sometimes if you're not capable or you make a mistake, then that's forgiven, ask for forgiveness from Allah. But do, because now imagine taking hands with Rasulullah, taking his hands as bait, I promise this. But what you're capable of. So if they, sometimes something miss, Sahabas never miss up, but for us, this is why the mashayikh of tasawwuf, when they take bait too, they say that. Or inshallah, we will. And if we do sin, we will repent. That's why they say that. If we do a mistake, we will repent. So mistake could happen. So this is Rasulullah. But a person, when he takes bayt upon even a khilafat, upon a khalifa or amirul mu'mineen, if there is, he has to listen to him. So Allah never listens.